Kia ora and welcome back. And I'm very excited to have on the line a titan of the local music scene, Mel Parsons. Good morning.
Hi, how's it going?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good. Yeah, really well.
So how's life? What's been going on?
How long have you got?
Yeah, I know. That's never a simple question. But hey, let's get down to it. Slow Burn, your new album. Very exciting. Congratulations. How does it feel to be so close to release? Or have you released it?
No. The album is September.
Right.
It's slightly confusing because the single, which has just come out, is also of the same name. So it's
yes,
Slow Burn, the single,
right,
has just,
yep,
come out. But the album is out in September. So, yeah, we're just kind of gearing up, heading down the lane towards that.
And we're going to be playing Slow Burn after this interview. How would you describe the song for our listeners?
Oh, God. That's my worst thing, to be honest, talking about my own music. But I don't know. It's kind of like it's a bit of a mellow, nostalgic kind of a number, I guess. It's sort of it meanders along. I don't know. I hate that question.
No, that's all right. That's all right. This would be like, this is a shit interview. God.
No, it's a great interview. I just. You know what it's like? It's like saying to someone, no, it's a normal question. It's not you, it's me.
No, that's right. I filled out a form yesterday and they were like, tell us something interesting about yourself. And I sat there and I was like, okay, there's nothing interesting about me whatsoever.
I know. Exactly. And I think when you're a Kiwi as well, it's like added layers of it because you feel like going, oh, you're just like playing guitar and shit. Like, you know? Like,
No,
like, what do you mean to say? Anyway,
well,
here we are on the Slow Burn promotional tour.
Yeah. And there's nothing interesting about it. No, I'm kidding. I personally have listened to the song and loved it. Really enjoyed it. Congratulations. It's a great song. What's the like inspiration behind it? Because there's some like interesting, somewhat relatable lyrics in it.
Yeah, it's a funny one because the first line is like, it's been a hard year of highs and lows, which is weird because it was written pre-pandemic. The lyrics were written pre-pandemic.
That's like a million years ago.
I know, which is so bizarre because now everyone's like, oh, yeah, it has been a hard year, hasn't it? I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess it has. But no, it's one of those things where I think that the vibe behind the song was that thing of like, you know that you should fix the way that you're doing something to make the next thing better, but then you sort of don't get around to it, and then you know, yeah.
Was
it's a slow burn? Yeah, I'm a slow learner. I'm a friendly person, but I'm a slow learner.
So, like how say a wine ages and it gets nicer over time, did these lyrics age and get more relatable over time? Like, did they have? Just were they more and more accurate as like the pandemic went on?
Yeah, probably. Actually, that's probably a very good description. Yeah, it's funny actually. It's the weird thing too with lyrics is that you know, obviously write them in whatever space or state you're in, and then they kind of go out into the world, and then they kind of take on their own thing because people put their own. I think that's the beauty of lyrics anyway, or just music in general. Is people put their own stuff onto it, you know, like they.
Yeah, and
I suppose also for that reason, I try not to get too sort of explicit about what, you know, like what everything is about, because then if you know the whole story about everything behind it, it's a bit less relatable.
Yeah. No, fair enough. Now, without giving like too much away about the whole album entirely, was it all written pre-pandemic?
No, great question. No, it wasn't actually. Just weirdly enough, that song Slow Burn was the kind of the guts of the lyrics were written pre-pandemic. But the rest of it was, it's just been over the past 2 years. And, I mean, what can I tell you? It's It's really great.
There we go. That's what we want. It's just fantastic. Don't bother listening to anything else.
Exactly. Clear the schedule.
Now, you worked with some very cool people and big names in New Zealand on this song. What was that like?
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, we actually recorded it in little old Otorohi Christchurch, which was pretty cool, at Loho. And yeah, it's just very cool. And with my band, who have been, you know, have been playing with me for a long time. And yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome. I think the biggest thing about it, to be honest, was just after all the, you know, chaos of this weird time, just to get back playing. And yeah, I sort of feel pretty, you know, like looking forward to the live shows later in the year. I just actually can't, you know how you say, I can't wait, but I'm like, I actually can't wait. Like, I'm so pumped on it.
That leads me into my next question quite well. And it's kind of, we're well and truly like past lockdowns and all that now. And, you know, we're over the peak of COVID and all that. So it's safe to say and ask now, what are you up to this year? What's in store?
Well, just getting on the road, actually, is going to be the big thing. So we've got, yeah, we'll have shows once this record, so the record's out in September, and then, yeah, and then touring. But it's funny, like, I think as in, you know, lots of indie artists around these days, so independent artists, you're just doing it all yourself, so pretty much I will just be working just on the record and on the release stuff until, you know, like, the whole year, until I die. That'll be the mission, I think. Yeah, which is cool. I'm stoked to be able to be doing it, actually. It's very cool.
Now, there's also a video for the song coming out.
Yes, it's actually out this morning, believe it or not.
Oh my gosh, what great timing.
I know. Get on the YouTube, Pete.
How was that? What was that like to film?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Actually, my cousin, I don't know if many of you know, my cousin Jed Parsons, who your listeners will be familiar with, he actually plays in my band. He plays drums and sings backing vocals. And so he, basically, it was just him and I running around Littleton for the afternoon with with someone filming us being silly. I mean, the video's not silly per se, but, you know, like, the bits in between. There's only 3 minutes of non-silly, and the rest of it was very silly.
Yeah, so, right.
Yeah, sort of like doing our best to have serious singer-songwriter faces for most of it, and then, you know, at certain points just lose your shit, so, yeah.
I love Littleton. I just think it's so great.
Yeah. No, it's good, eh? We love it.
Is it, like, for you personally, is it, like, a good place to be creative?
I think so, yeah, because it's sort of, I always feel anxious answering this question because I feel like I'm, like, a walking cliche. I'm like, cool, so you're a musician living in Littleton, yay! it actually is. It's sort of, there's something about having the sea right there, and, look, it's all, everything's all a bit rickety. It's a bit kind of, you know, I don't know, it's just, it's got a bit of grit to it, which I think is good for creative people, it seems.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. Like, it's very, like, stylish in a way, but it's not polished.
Did you say stylish?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. On behalf of Littleton, I will accept that. Thank you.
It is. It's got a style to it. That's very, like, in right now, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, so for Slow Burn, why don't you give us a wee intro?
Hi, I'm Mel Parsons, and this is my new single. That kind of intro, or like a
personal.
What kind of intro?
More personal. Like? Okay, no, that's a fair question. Actually, I'm just like, say some things. Just like, what's the mood? What are people gonna feel with this song?
I think nostalgia, I'd say. In one word, I'd say nostalgia. If you want more just kind of mellow, melancholic, you know, you got your standard singer-songwriter fear with a bit of a twist, I suppose. Yeah.
Look, that is a perfect introduction, I think. Mel, thank you so much for being on the show.
Great pleasure. Thanks. It's so nice to chat. Thank you.
No, thank you. It's great for me. Like, you're an icon of Otatahi. You're just, everything you do is amazing. Honestly, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Oh, great pleasure. Awesome. Have a great day.
And for our audience out there, oh, I'm so excited to play this. Here is Slow Burn by Mel Parsons. Enjoy.
It's been a hard year of highs and lows. There have been dark times nobody knows. Oh, what goes on beneath the skin? What kind of mess I made this into? I'm slow on the lesson, I'm slow on the learn. I guess I'm just a slow. I'm slow on the lessons.